following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's Daf in Masechet Zvachim is Daf Kuf Aleph. We're up to the second line, Tana Rabbanan. And before we begin, please turn to Parshat Shmini in Vayikra, which is in Perek Yud. And let us go over the sugya that today's Gemara has to deal with. So if you take a look in Pasuk, we could start at the beginning. I mean, even though it's sad to read the story, but Vaikhu, right at the beginning of Yud, Vaikhu b'nei Aharon, Nadav Avihu, Ish Machtato, Vaiknu b'em Ish, V'asimu l'aktot, V'akribu b'fnei Adonai Ish Zara, Asher lo tziva otam, V'atetze Ish b'lifnei Adonai, V'atochal otam, V'yamutu b'fnei Adonai. And so this creates now a loss for Aaron of his two sons, puts him into a position which he becomes an onen. And that's the reason that we're dealing with this here is because, of course, this is the topic that we've been oisik in here, is the din of aninut, whether it's aninut of the yom hamitah, aninut of yom hakvura, and the aninut of the laila following, either the yom hamitah or the yom hakvura. We know that we had a machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about whether Aninut Laila is the orator, the rabbon, and we had a number of different approaches. Start to learn the contradiction between the two ma'amorim of Rabbi Shimon in one place where he says, Anayin and Isholeach, or eats his korban pesach, according to one approach, Isholeach. In the other place where he learned out of the posik that even a bechor, a meiser, and pesach cannot be brought when one is an einain because it says shalomim korbano kishu shalem and so on. Now, because of that, we want to look into the real parsha that discusses an actual event in which there was aninut on the very day of the Yom HaShmini, which was the day in which Aaron became Kohen. Up until that day, Moshe Rabbeinu had been the one who was Meshamesh for the first Shivat Yemei Miluim. And this was also the first day of the Nesiim, Korbanot HaNesiim. So basically what was happening today was that there were the special Korbanot of the Kohanim that they brought only this one time, which was the Soyer that had to be brought by Aharon. There was also the Soyer of the first day of the Nesiim, which is Nachshon Ben Aminadav. That's called Soyer Nachshon. And there was also, because it was Shemini L'Miluim, was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it was also a Soyer of Rosh Chodesh. So there were three Seirim that were bringing brought as a Korban Chatat. And there was also another unique Korban, besides the El HaMiluim, all of that was unique, but there was a Korban Mincha that was brought by the Tzibor, which generally there's no such thing. And those were, as we know, Hora'at Sha'ah, and they're called Kedoshe Sha'ah, as opposed to Kedoshe Dorot. Now all of that starts to be clarified when we see Moshe's reaction here explaining what the din should be at this point. Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, Hu asher dibber Adonai limor bikrovai ekadesh, v'al pnei kol am ekaved vayidom Aharon. So we knew something was going to happen. I thought it was going to be either you or it would be me who would die. And in the end, it shows these your children were greater than both of us. So he calls now to the family members, cousins, and he says, "Kirvu su'et achichem me'it pnei hakodesh amichutz l'machaneh." And so carry out the remains, which were really remains because they weren't burned really outside. Now the question is, what is supposed to be done with the other Kohanim? So now there are three Kohanim left. Aaron, Elazar, and Tamar. You are not to act out Avelut during this period. Roshechem al tifro, vigdechem lo tifromu, because if you do, velo tamutu. Al kol ha'edah yiktsov, there would be disaster. You cannot
show any signs of Avelut, it's the rest of the country that will be in Avelut. Achaychem kol beit Yisrael yivku et hasrifa asher saraf Adonai. Now, when we move on to the results, if we take a look in Pasuk Yud Beit, and this is what we're going to be concentrating on today, Vayidaber Moshe l'Aaron v'l'Elazar v'l'Itamar banav ha'notarim. Kechu et ha'mincha ha'notaret mishe Adonai. Now this was a unique mincha that was brought only on this day. And he's giving them a special halacha that you should know that this mincha is meant to be eaten. V'ichlu ha'matzot etzel ha'mizbeach ki kodesh kodeshim. He and has a din of all kodshei kodashim. Now, this is a very unusual thing. And the chiddush was, we never find a mincha that's brought for a tzibur like this one, and the din is that it's nechel. Now, it may well also be that Moshe had in mind not only the fact that it's a unique carbon and he has to tell them the dinim that it's nechelet, but that it's nechelet even under the circumstances. Normally, an onen is not allowed to eat kodshim, as we saw before. No gea, mena eno ochel, certainly eno cholek. So when Moshe was telling them, eat it, he seems to be telling them to eat it despite the fact that they're owning it. Now, that's not 100% clear, because if the halacha is that aninut laila is not a dioraita, then of course he wasn't saying anything of the sort. He was saying the mitzvah is to the kohanim to eat it. As far as the dinim are concerned, you know the dinim, you're owning it, you'll eat it tonight. So it is all unclear to us so far. We don't know what's going on. And then he tells them, you should know that this, even though it's a mincha, it's kichokcha v'chok banechu mi'ishe Adonai, kichen tzuveti. Now, kichen tzuveti, again, may mean you may be horrified at this because I'm telling you to do something shaloka alocha, but this is the deal. Again, either in terms of a minchat kohen or a minchat sipur, it's telling him to eat it, or because they're onanim, and he's telling them to eat it anyway. And also from that special El Hamiluim, which is part of what actually is Mamala Yedeyam Mashal HaKohanim, to be Kohanim, Tochlu b'makom tohor ata uvanecho v'notecha itach, ki chokcha v'chok banecha ditnu mizivchei shalmei b'nei Yisrael, Shoka truma, chazei ha-trufa l'sheach ha-lavim, yaviu l'anif tufa l'fnei Adonai, v'haya l'cha l'vanecha itcha l'chok olam kasher tziva Adonai. Now, this seems to be repetitious. He said, kichin tzuveti. So, saying kasher tziva Hashem is to tell me what. Ve'et se'ir ha-chatat dorosh dorash Moshe. And then he went to see what was going on with the Seir HaChatat and was shocked to discover Vinei Sorav, that it had been burned, despite the fact that the chiyuv was for it to be eaten. And he gets very upset. Vayiktzof al Elazar v'al Itamar b'nei Aaron hanotarim lemor. Now this was a nice way of getting angry at Aaron, because obviously the one who was responsible was the Kohen Gadol, but he didn't want to attack Aaron. So he asks them, Madu alo achaltem et hachatat b'mekom HaKodesh? Now this is very strange, because the question of why not b'mekom HaKodesh is irrelevant. The question was, why was it burned? So what's he saying? He's giving them a whole drasha. Why didn't you eat it b'mokom HaKodesh? Ki kodesh kodeshimi. This is absolutely irrelevant. It was burned. Just say, why the heck did you burn it? There was a chiyuv of achila. Was he getting into the issue of b'mokom HaKodesh? Ki kodesh kodeshimi. Li'ota natan lachem l'seit et avon ha'ida. L'chaper aleihem l'fnei Adonai. Hein lo huva et damal HaKodesh pnima. We've got a lumdish discussion over here. There was no din of the knisa of the chatas b'fneim, and therefore it was kosher to eat. Achol tochlu oto bakodesh kasher tziveti. You should have eaten it the way I told you to eat it. So now for the third time he's saying kasher tziveti. First he says kasher tzuveti, from God. Then he says kasher tziva Hashem, from God. This is the way I commanded you, tziveti. What do we need these three tzivetis business? Vayedaber Aaron el Moshe. And so, again, Aaron answers extremely opaque. Hein hayom hikrivu et chatatam vetolatam lifnei Adonai. Hein hayom hikrivu, does that mean if indeed? Does it mean them, the sons? If they had been makriv, or if indeed we were makriv, they, meaning all of them, vatikreno tikaela, and something like this has happened to me. I mean, if he's saying Vatikranoti Ke'ele, he's saying Vatikranoti Ele, V'achalti chatat hayom, I should eat a chatas today? Hayitav b'nei Adonai, this is going to make God happy? Vayishma Moshe vayitav beinav. He thought that was a good answer. What in the world is going on? So obviously there's some very profound argument here between Moshe and Aaron that has to do with all types of protedim, and we need to reconstruct what was really happening. So, Tana Rabbanan, the three lashonot, kichein tsuveti, kasher tsiveti, at the very end, and then kasher tziva Hashem, in the middle, in the reference to the Elam Elohim, the chazei atrufa shokachuma. So what does this mean? So it means, kichein tsuveti, I was commanded, I know you're shocked to hear this, but I was commanded that you eat it ba'aninut. Despite the fact that you're onanim, it should be eaten. Ba'aninut yochlu. Kasher tziviti, this is saying to them, now look, there's two lashonos over here, gentlemen. I want to take first Rashi's pshat without getting you confused, and then we'll go into the other girsa, which is the girsa that we have, which is inaccurate, according to Rashi. So, ba'aninut yochlua, ka'asher tziviti. The way that I told you, bisha'at ma'asev, take out the words amar lehem. In other words, you burnt the chatas. Why the heck didn't you eat it like I told you up front? Didn't I tell you to eat it? Kasher tziviti etchem then. I told you then. Not Amar Lehem. Forget about the Amar Lehem. Kasher tziva Hashem is saying, you idiots! You think I've made this up myself? That you're arguing with me? Lo me'elai ani omer. I didn't say this on my own. It was kasher tziva Hashem. So in other words, there's this repetitive issue, even though that came before, and here is Kasher Tziviti then. But the point is that he wants to make it very clear, look, I'm telling you to do something wrong in terms of normal halachic considerations, and you should know that this is a special hora'a from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now this means that the reason, therefore, he was angry was that they should have eaten it even ba'aninut. It's the Gemara, but if that's the meaning of the pasuk, then how do we explain the fact that in the Braita it says, Mipnei aninut nisrafa? The reason that the soyer Shorosh Chodesh had been in fact burned and not eaten was because it couldn't be eaten since there was no one to eat it. They were onanim. So memela it was burned. Lekach ne'amar ka'ela. That's why he says, Vatikrenoti ka'ela, here I am. An onen, and you're telling me to eat it? So how do you explain that? Here on the one hand, we just said three psukim, which Moshe Rabbeinu was insisting, eat it even though it's baninut, and we have a bright that it says that actually it was burned because they couldn't eat it because they were onenim. Something's funny. Omar Shmuel, you're right. It is funny, but that's because it's a machloket. One is going according to Harib Nachman, and Ha Rebbe Yehuda v'Rebbe Shimon, it should say. D'tanya. In the Braita, we have a machloket. Rebbe Nechemia says, in fact, bipnei aninut sarfua. Exactly what we saw before. They couldn't eat it because they were onanim, and that's why they burnt it immediately, because they realized there'd be nothing to do with it. They don't leave it sitting around. And lekach ne'amar ke'ela. That's why it says ke'ela as a reference to the terrible events that took place. And Aaron was telling Moshe, I don't understand how I was expected to eat it ba'aninut. So what are you going to do with all the psukim? Now we're going to ask. Obviously, I mean, this seems to be saying a completely different approach to the psukim that we had before. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Amrim, No, they could have eaten it. It was mipnei tum'ah nisrafa. The reason that it was burned was not because it was a problem of aninut, but rather because it happened to have become tame. Because your approach makes no sense, they say to Rabbi Nechemia. She'im ata omer, mipnei aninut nisrafa, why didn't they burn all three chata'ot? The Seir Nachshon, the Seir Shorosh Chodesh, which was the one that was burned, and the Seir of Shmini, of the Milui. Furthermore, if it was aninut, even though they couldn't eat it in the day, they could have eaten it at night. Now, of course, that's not so simple, because that was a machloker right before, whether aninut laila is the right, and we'll see more of that.
Do we know the source of
him? No. Davar acher, and our third reason why it makes no sense, is they weren't all onanim. How about Pinchas? He was a grandson and a nephew. So he wasn't one of the krovim that was an onanim. Wait patiently. Valot Pinchas haya imahen. So wasn't Pinchas with them? Okay, therefore, says Shmuel, look, we have a machlokas over here. It's true. I don't know how to explain to you right now. We'll explain it a little later. that there was, in fact, a machloket, how to understand these psukim. Patience is today's parsha. Boshesh Moshe l'redet min ahar. No, it's already 6 o'clock. It's not here. That's it. Eagle time, boys. Relax. We will get to all of these questions in the Gemara. Says Rava, I don't see why any of this is necessary. To turn it into a machlokas between Rabbi Nechemiah works out perfectly well. I'll leave it to Rabbi Nechemiah. I mean, don't you understand that Rabbi Nechemiah is clearly differentiating between the chatas of Rosh Chodesh and the other chataot? I mean, that's exactly the point. He never would have said something so stupid that then they can come back and say, oh, well, if they were onanim, they weren't allowed to eat onanim, they weren't allowed to eat anything. That's obviously not true. The whole thing works out perfectly well. I'll leave it to Rabbi Nechemiah. V'lo kasha. Kan bekotshe sha'a. Kan bekotshe dorot. There's a difference between the particular chiyuv that was coming on that day, which Moshe Rabbeinu assumed, this is the way the Mefarshim understands, but the Osamech, Moshe Rabbeinu assumed that since, and this is a beautiful diak, since it says that Bikrovaya Kadesh, what does he have to bring that in specifically here? Hu Ashadiber Hashem Leimor Bikrovaya Kadesh must be that the Tzivoy included Achila Baninut. Because all along it was meant to happen that we were going to be on it. I just wasn't sure who was going to die. If someone was going to die, in which case if there was such a mitzvah, it must have included the Chiyuv to eat Baninut. Okay, fine. So now, if that's the case, then the reason that they burned only this one is because this one is something that had nothing to do with the Miluim. It happened to be it was Rosh Chodesh. So how do we know? The mitzvah wasn't said about this one. It was said about the particular mitzvahs that were there for the Miluim. Now we're going to go through the details of the pasuk according to both approaches of Rabbi Nechemiah and of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So ask the Gemara. Now that we're telling me, Rava is claiming that according to Rabbi Nechemiah, there's really no problem, and the issue of Aninus was unique. So how exactly does Rabbi Nechemiah learn these psukim, and how do the other Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, how do they understand the argument between Moshe and Aaron? So Rabbanan Hechim et Tarzula Nekroi, how does each one explain it? Rabbi Nechemiah Matar Tzlu Hachi, he says, look, here's how to read it. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and starts yelling, Madu Alo Achaltem. So, Moshe says to Aaron, now how do we know that Moshe says this to Aaron? From the continuation, Hein lohuva dama pnima, madua lo achaltem otav makom kadosh, and so on. It's clear that Aaron had responded, and now this is half of the conversation that Moshe's answering. Because otherwise, that pasuk is crazy. Madua lo achaltem otav makom kadosh, I mean, he should have just yelled at them, why is it burned? Instead, he's giving them a whole explanation. So therefore, it's clear that he had first tried to be malamid zchus. So he says, my goodness, I guess, what, somebody was machnis the dam b'fnim, and it became posel. So Hashem anich v'az dam alifnim, it should say, not the fnim, but the fnim is a shishur al shodesh. Amalo Moshe said, no, huh? I'm sorry, where are you? Amalo. Oh, sorry. Amalo Moshe l'aron. Shem anich v'az dam alifnai v'lifnim. Maybe it was outside. No. It was where exactly it was supposed to be. There was no psul yotze. So Moshe keeps trying. I mean, something must have happened. Maybe someone was makrivit ba'aninut, and it became possible because a kohen head yot is not allowed to be makrivit in oinein. Omalo, Moshe, what the heck? V'chihemi krivo, understand, ani krafti. Now that explains all the words in the pasuk. Ani krafti. At which point now we can reconstruct what Moshe is saying. So Moshe says, I don't understand. Hein lohu v'adama. You say that it wasn't brought in. And it was b'mokom kadosh. It wasn't yotze. There was no psul of a knisa b'fnim. There was no psul of yotze. There was no psul of krakravas einein. Well, why the heck didn't you eat it then? Achotuchluto, kasher tziviti. Didn't I tell you before, when we were talking about the mincha ba'aninut yochlua? Amar lo, to which Aaron responds, Vatikreno tika ele. Wait a minute here. Look what happened to me. I am an onen. So you're saying, as an onen, v'chalti chatat ayom, I should eat a chatas of ferderes, a regular chatas, a carbon chatas that's brought in every Rosh Chodesh? Hayitav b'nei Hashem, are you really sure that that's going to make God very happy? I mean, this is your understanding of the mitzvah. I mean, shemalo shamata lo b'kotshe shah. I mean, the whole point over here is you're assuming that since this is part of the tzibur, I'm supposed to eat baninas. But what does that have to do with the story of Rosh Chodesh that was never mentioned particularly? It happens to be Rosh Chodesh. Maybe your mitzvah that you said, and God told me. No, just because Moshe says, and God told me. I mean, that's you got to ask the questions correctly. You sure that God told you this? Maybe he was referring Dafka to the Sawyer Nachshon and to the Sawyer of Shmini. I mean, the Kotshe Dereis, what are you telling me? That it's mutter for me to eat Kotshe Dereis? What about the Kal V'chomer from Meiser? Meisha, you must have made that Kal V'chomer, no? Kal V'chomer means Maaser HaKal. If Maaser, which is so Kal, I mean, everybody eats Maaser. Amrat Torah lo achalti ba'oni mimen. I'm not allowed to eat it ba'aninut. So the Kodesh HaKamur should say lo koshike. I don't understand. How could you say, where would you get the idea that I was allowed to eat it? Vayishma Moshe vayitav beinav. Moshe hears the taina, accepts the taina, and not only that, vayishma means that he responds, recognizing that he made a mistake. And, I mean, in the Medrash, he actually sent people around, which is the Makor of Rava, being Maimed and Amira, and saying, Yedvarim shamati lechem toten biyadi. This was found in Moshe. He sent people all around the Machana, so that no one should have the misperception, in case they had heard the first part of the conversation, I was wrong, and Aaron was absolutely right. It was only a din in Kotshem of the Miluim, and not in Kotshe Dorot. This was a din dafka in Shah, and he made a mistake. Hoda v'lo bosh, he was meida. It wasn't, he could have said, oh, maybe, yeah, it could be, svara, yeah, the way everybody says today, it could be, yeah. You know, no, he says, no, that's true. That's exactly what I had heard and I forgot. So he didn't say, lo shamati. He says, shamati v'shachachti. I made a mistake. Okay, so now all of this works into the idea of aninut mipnei aninut sarfua. Now, it's clear that that means, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, there wouldn't have been an option to wait till tonight to eat it. Because otherwise, why would they have burned it? So if Rabbi Nechemiah is saying mipnei aninut sarfua, he must hold aninut laila is d'oraita. Fine. That we're going to see in the end that that's true. Okay. Comes along now. Yes, absolutely. He's been sick in all of the dinim and so on. I mean, I need to make sure that, I mean, he didn't say, remember, he said Kasher Tziva Hashem on the din of the El HaMiluim. Then he comes back and he says, Kasher Tziviti, I told you then. He says, what do you mean you told me then? You told me then about the Mincha. You told me about the El HaMiluim. Why am I supposed to figure that that means the Chatas? Are you sure that that's included in the Kasher Tziviti? It's very reasonable. It's such an amazing exchange. I mean, God, absolutely astonishing. Imagine the Goyesha interpreters like, what is going on? You have to live in the world of halacha to see it's exactly what you would have done, right? And it's mamish like daily occurrences, these type of conversations. Okay, so what's the difference if it's Maisha? Well, Maisha's a bit better than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's year was better than his year. So now, what about Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Shimon? So how did they say it wasn't burnt because of Aninut? So how did they explain the entire back and forth? They say like this, Hakim Mitarzilu. First part is the same. Madu alo akalta metachatat. Maybe it was Shemelech Nas Dama Lefnim. Amal says, Aaron, Hilo Uva Dama, Mapito. Well, maybe it was Yaitse, Shemachutsu Mechitsata, in Bakodesh, Aita. So then, maybe you guys were Makavid Ba'aninut, and you passed it. Amarlo, Moshe, what's with you? Heini Krivua. The possible, what do you think? We're all idiots around here. We're going to be Matar, Anina, Sakrova, for Kain Hedya, where you talk to Amaratsin. I was Makrivit, Anikraftia. So Moshe says, so maybe, I mean, you went through such trauma, maybe you screwed up. So Dilma Agav Mira Reichu Pashatuba Vitmoi, maybe you weren't careful. Amala Moshe Kachani Beinecha. Oh my God. It's great. This is what you think of me. Vatikrenoti ka'ela, if all of my sons would have been wiped out. Ka'ela, ela, ka'ela. Afilo ela uka'ela ain't animevazek kachi shamayim. What do you think? I lose my functionality? It's with you. Amarlo, so I don't get it. If nothing went wrong. Lo vatama, bakodesh haita, and there's no psul yaitse, no psul aine, no psul achnas apnim. No psil tuma, you're telling me. You weren't pashay on it. So I'd act and treat it. Echoto chluta pekodesh kashet ziviti. I told you to eat it, baninut. Ah, Now, hold on, they said. Wait a minute. Maybe Shemalo Shemata Ella Balayla. Maybe the Chiddush to eat it. Yeah, I'm supposed to eat it. No. So eat it at night when it's mutter to eat it, right? I mean, who's to say that the din over here was to eat it during the day? And even though this includes, this is Saturday Night Live? Man, oh man. It's the hat that does it. For sure it's the hat. So, even if you all look, Lamais, we have both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda here, right? So, in other words, we have both the Shita that are Ninut Laila's Dioraita, it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon holds Ninut Laila's not Midioraita. Because you brought before about the Einim being Mark of the Pesach. But even if that's the case, Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, since he was told by Ninut Yochlua, that doesn't mean that he doesn't hold Misvara, there isn't a din of the Ikra Aninus is Beyom. You understand? In other words, again, we apply Occam's razor. Akadosh Baruch Hu says, eat it anyway. So I'm going to be matir the entire concept and eat it Beyom. Maybe this is a heter to eat it Balayla, the same way I happen to know that in the Deris there's a Rebbe Shimon who holds its mutter to eat Balayla. So maybe it's Dafka heter to eat Balayla. Hold on a second. So therefore, none of it should have been eaten Beyom. All of it is eaten only Balayla. So what's the problem over here? Because I Beyom, so that's the only difference from the Chemin Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Yehuda, is the difference between Kodshei Shah and Kodshei Deris. Is that Bichlal, in whether there was supposed to be Achila Baninud? Or is the question of, no, well, we understand that there is supposed to be Achila Baninud, but who's to say it was Beyom? Maybe it's Dafka Balayla. So it's a different machloket between Aaron and Moshe. Because if you're going to tell me it should have been eaten Beyom, Kav HaChomrim Mi Maaser HaKal? If Maaser HaKal, I'm not Torah, Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimeno. Kodesh Chamur Lo Kol Shekein. Miyad Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Beinav. Lo Vosh Moshe Lomar Lo Shamati. Ela Shamati V'Shachachti. So hold on a second. So then why did they burn it? Wait, you're driving me nuts. You're telling me that they would have eaten it at the night, that it's acceptable to eat it, even though it was only Kodesh Shah, even though it was only, you could have thought it was only sent for Kodesh Shah, this Kodesh Doris. According to Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, that's not the issue. The issue is whether the Heter is to eat it at night. So why didn't they wait till the nighttime? So you buy a little shoe, you have a little bit of, why not wait till the night? That's a different issue. The point is, Moshe had accused them of being Poshea in it. They were telling Moshe, look, we weren't allowed to eat it, okay? If we weren't allowed to eat it, you were wrong. There was no answer to eat it during the day. We set everything aside. Everything. Because according to this sheet, there was no heter to eat even the Kodshei, even the Kodshei Shah, there was no heter to eat Beyom. It was only eaten Balayla. We had to set everything aside. Once, I mean, that's the whole issue, never to leave Kodshim around, because things can happen when you leave it around. So we were leaving it around, and we weren't able to be the normal Zrizim to eat as the Kohen. And something happened, something fell on it, and it became Tameh, so it was Beyones. So Tuma Beyones, but for that particular carbon, if it just happened to work out that way. Okay, so now, Bishlei Milarabonon, the way that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are understanding the issue is that it's a question of daytime versus nighttime. That would explain why Aaron stresses daytime versus nighttime. Because he says, Hein Hayom. Oh, you mean that's exactly what he's saying? What, in the day I was supposed to eat it? Maybe you only heard in the Laila I'm supposed to eat it? That makes sense. Hein Hayom. But why, according to Rabbi Nechemia, why did it mention Hayom? No, according to Rabbi Nechemia, Hayom meant Chovat Hayom. Meaning, is this one of the unique korbanos? This is a normal Chovat Hayom because it's Rosh Chodesh. So the saying today didn't mean day versus night. He's saying, what, because it happens to be today Rosh Chodesh, therefore I should eat Baninus? That's what he's saying. Okay. So Bishleim el Rabbi Nechemia, Hainu Dichtiv. Now, according to Rabbi Nechemia, it makes sense that afterwards it says, Hein Hayom Hikrivu, is what it should say. And that was because the point over here was, according to him, that we're looking at the din of Hakrava. In other words, what Karban is this? Is it the Karban that is Mukrav today? Because according to him, Yom means this is a Karban that is Chovat Hayom. Nothing to do with when you're going to eat it. But according to the Rabbanan, who said the issue of Yom is we're not supposed to eat it, but Yom, we're supposed to eat it, Balayla, why was Hikrivu mentioned? You should say, Hein Hayom. Not Hein Hayom Hikrivu Vatikrenot Ikeela. No, that's not. That's something else. My hein hayom is a different issue. It's that hein hikrivu? Was it they who were makriv? Ani hikrafti. This is where he was telling Moshe, there was no point in asking me whether it was pasled through the hakrav of an einin. Now, let's get back to the question that they asked on Rabbi Nechemiah. How can you say it was Baninut? And they should have burned all three. How can you say it was Baninut? And they what about Pinchas? He should have eaten it. And so on and so forth. So let's go through that. You say they were, all three should have been burned. Which three exactly? My Shloshta, the Tanya. The Braita analyzes the Pasuk Vetzira Chatat Darosh Darash Moshe. Now, you'll note, says the Braita, that each one of these words means a different korban. Sa'ir, the word Sa'ir, this refers to Sa'ir Nash, which was the first of the korbanos of the Nesi'im. Ha-Chatat is the Chatat that was miyuchad for Chatat Shmini. And then Dorosh Darash was, that the Risha was, what happened to the other one? And that is the Sarsha Rosh Chodesh. Now, you might think that in the course of this drisha, he discovered that all three were burned. So Yalkon Shloshta Nisrafu, Talmud Lomar, Vihine Suraf. One was burned, not all three. So Moshe was looking into what had happened, and it turned out that Echad Nisraf, Velo Shloshta Nisrafu. Then why does it say Dorosh Darash, double Lashdom Drishot, Shte Drishot Lama? Amalahu, I don't get it. Why is that Chatat burned? And these two chataot are lying around here. Now, we don't know which one is which, because it just says, Vine Suraf. Which one was Suraf? In Yodei Ezehu. Ah, that's why Mesha explains to them, how could you have burned that one? That was the one that was given to you, Votana, Tanacham, Lasetet Avonaida. Now, which one was given Lasetet Avonaida? Only the Sarsha Rosh Chodesh. There was no din of Lasetet Avonaida. But as we saw in Mesechet Shavuot, Seirei Roshei Chodeshimer did Mechaprim on Avonis that have to do with Kadesh. And for the Avonaida, very good. Okay, so clearly he's making it obvious to us, readers later, what happened. It was the Sirsha Rosh Chodesh that had been burned. Have Omerza Sirsha Rosh Chodesh. So, I mean, yeah, so they're right, aren't they? I mean, how does Rabbi Nechemiah get out of this? Shaprika Amrile. Well, no, because Rabbi Nechemiah would be following his Sfara, that Kotshe Sha'a Lo Pasla Buhu Aninut. So there was no problem. Now, look, this whole conversation is a little bit weird if it's going on what we just said. I mean, what do you mean Shaprika Amrile? We just spent half a daf explaining why there's a difference between Kotshe Sha'a and Kotshe Dora. Okay. Now, remember, I mentioned to you earlier, I don't want to confuse you before, about whether we should read Bishat Maaseh or Bishat Maaseh Amarlein. Now, the truth is that there is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about how to understand this whole piece. Because did Rabbi Nechemiah, when he said, Mipnei Aninut Sarfua, and Shmuel, remember, said, look, it's got to be a machlokas. Because if it says on the one hand, Kichein Tziveti is a heter for Aninut, then it can't be going like Rabbi Nechemiah, who said Mipnei Aninut Sarfua, right? So obviously Shmuel did not hold, as Ravez was explaining Rabbi Nechemiah, Idi ve'idi Rabbi Nechemiah, kan bekatshe shah, kan bekatshe dorot. Ravez says, no, that's not what happened. I mean, and Shmuel says, that's not what happened. Right? Shmuel is saying, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, there's no way to explain this. So Rashi understands what that means is that a way Shmuel understood Rabbi Nechemiah is that all of the descriptions of Moshe Rabbeinu were about other issues, not about Aninus. Because since we're Aninut Nisrafa, so then there was, why are we analyzing this Kasher Tziveti having something to do with Aninut? And nothing to do with Aninut. So therefore, what was really going on was that Moshe was telling them over the Chiddush of these two new dinim, which are unusual dinim, so that there's a special halacha of eating a mincha that's being brought by a tzibur. And that's why he said, Kichen Tzuveti. Nothing to do with Aninut. And he hadn't even thought about the issue of Aninut because he hadn't been derish the Kal V'chomer from Maaser. The Zohar Rashi understands what Rabbi Nechemiah is saying, right? Taina's Tosfos, that this doesn't make any sense. Because afterwards, the Gemara, when it's asking over here, and what is Rabbi Nechemiah going to do about the Taina? Why didn't we burn all three? That's going on Rabbi Nechemiah no matter how you learn it. So Shmuel also agrees. In other words, when we're saying over here, Rabbi Nechemiah, it's going on Filo Libet of Shmuel. that certainly Rabbi Nechemiah, no matter what approach you take, is certainly going to distinguish between Kodshei Shah and Kodshei Deres. That's a given. So it's not that Shmuel disagrees with the Svara of Rabbi Nechemiah, says Tyson. It must be that he disagreed with the analysis of the Psukim. Now, I myself am Mechalik. Me, Rabbi Nechemiah, I'm Mechalik between the din of the Aninos Bishah and the din of the Aninos Bidorot. The question is only, does it make sense to say that that is actually what was going on in the conversation? That's all. But Shmuel doesn't argue about the fact that there's a difference between Kodshei Shah and Kodshei Doro. So now the question is, what about the other issues that were raised? How about the question that they said, why wasn't it eaten at night? So he's telling it was Banina Sorfua. Why, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, didn't they wait till the nighttime? We already talked about this before, and we pointed out that clearly Rabbi Nechemiah holds that Aninus Laila is the horizon. Okay, so now the Gemara talks this out. Amar Mar. So that, your first question was, why didn't we burn all three? Obviously, that's the point. There's a difference between Kodshei Shah and Kodshei Doros. Okay. Second point was, all right, so then why didn't you eat it at night? So Ayala Lachol Erev. That's a good point. Shabbat Karmelay. No. Because Kesavra Aninut Laila is the Araita. Third question that they asked on Rabbi Nechemiah. But why couldn't Pinchas eat it? Why did it have to be burnt because of Aninut? Valo Pinchas Hayayim. That's a good point. Shabbat Karmelay. No. Because he holds like Rabbi Elazar. Domar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Lo Nitkain Pinchas Ach Aragol Zimri. Pinchas was not a Kohen at the time. Because the only ones that had been mitkahen were Aaron Uvanav, not anybody that had been born. This is now a third generation kid. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, the grandchildren were not mitkahenu. Until he killed Zimri. Then he's given Vaita lo lezaro acharav brit kuhunat olam. Because of that he's zeicha to be a kohen. Ravashi says even then he wasn't a kohen. He was only a kohen when he actually did bring shalom. Which was Aches Sam Shalom Ben Ashvatim, because everybody was furious at him, right? So they're all making fun of him. Fine. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, I think he's a good guy. Well, we don't care. Because that's actually what happened. Well, we don't care. You think he's a good guy. We don't like him. So until they saw, and as the Zohar points out then, all kina is always an act of love. So it has to be the one that's going to be baby Shalom. But they don't see that. Because they only see fanaticism. So until he was the one that was maybe Shalom at the time of Yoshua, when everyone was about to start a civil war with Bnei Reuven. Okay, so then they realized, Shenemar, for the first time, Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen. Until now, it was always Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Why does it say Pinchas HaKohen? Here, he's Pinchas HaKohen directly. V'nisiyei Ha'idav Rosh Alfei Yisrael. And therefore, we see clearly that it switched. The Kuhuna switched. By the way, there's a brilliant tshuva. It's also the tshuvas of the Or Sameach, in which there was a shaila, how do you write the get of a Kohen that is a cholol? So do you write HaKohen because he's from a family of Kuna? Or do we say, but he's not Nechshav to be Zaro Shalaren? And if you would say, Ploni ben Ploni HaKohen, so then it would mean that he's a Kohen. Says the Or Sameach from this Gemara, you see, it doesn't mean that. Because Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen is not Pinchas HaKohen. So he wasn't a Kohen, so then you can write Ploni ben Ploni HaKohen. And it doesn't mean that the first Ploni is the Kohen, it means the father's the Kohen. Yeah, that's the practical, immediate application of the Gemara. We have over here two psukim. On the one end it says, Pinchas HaKohen, Pinchas HaKohen is mashma, only then he became Pinchas HaKohen. On the other end it says, Vaitalo Zarach Abrit Kudat Olam, from the moment of Ariga Zimri. So, I mean, even if you hold, it wasn't a Kohen then, but why did we wait until the Sima Shalom? So it must be that we learned that this was a bracha, what could be. So why didn't they do it then? The Torah says they didn't do it then because they didn't like him. Shemalon Nitratzel or Kol Yisrael. So the Brisker Rav asks, well, where's the din of Ritzel Kol Yisrael for Kohen Gadol? So he brings the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol ain memanim oto ela b'sanhedrin shel shivim v'shnayim. Ein moshchin oto ela b'sanhedrin shel shivim v'shnayim. So when we're saying Lo Nitratzel or Kol Yisrael, it's a reference to Besdin. In other words, they didn't want to pass because he should be the Kohen. I have Kodesh Baruch Hu likes him. No, okay. We're not Misrats at that point. Kohen Gadol. Or at that point, Kohen Mashiach B'chama. He becomes Kohen Gadol only later. But Lamaisa, all of the all of the Kohanim from that point on. There were 80 Kohanim in the Bayis Rishon that were all from Pinchas, 300 Kohanim in the Bayis Sheni that the Sifri brings that were all from Pinchas because of this bracha, as we'll see in a minute. So what about Vaital lo lezaro acharav? Sorry. V'idach nami aktiva yishma Pinchas HaKohen. But at that point, he became Pinchas HaKohen? No, that was Ahuli aches zaro acharav. He was really a Kohen from back in the original Maisha, from the time of Maisha. Then, after he was Mashra Sholeim, then they created this particular Mal of Brit Kuna of a Kohen Gadol, that should be that all of his children should be Miyuchasim Achrov as Kohenim Gadol. That was something new. So there were two separate steps. Omar Rav, the truth is there was another Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. During that period, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol, v'cholek b'kotshe shamayim haya, sh'ne'emar me'el ha'miloim l'moshe, haya l'mana. Now this is obviously a problem, because why did they ask, follow Pinchas haya, they should have said, so if Moshe had a din of a Kohen Gadol, then why couldn't he eat it? Haya l'em l'omar le'ma, halo Moshe Rabbeinu haya imayim. Well, but remember that this was all taking place during the days that Moshe Rabbeinu was going up and down. And he wasn't available. Maybe that's all that it means. The Omar, Moshe Bahashkama Allah, Ubahashkama Yarab, used to go up in early during this entire period, and then he was coming back down again. So maybe, that was at the time of the actual Kabbalah Satera, but apparently he was very, very Torah in the Shekhinah. So maybe that was the reason. Lechem Elohav Mikotshei HaKodashim Umin HaKodashim Yochal. Listen, take a look at this bright. It says here, B'nogea, the din of the Baal Mum. So it says that he's mutter to eat kachim, and the way it puts it is lechem alikov mikotshei hakodashim umin hakodashim yochel. So despite the fact that he's a mum and he's not to be korev to the mizbeach to do aveda, nonetheless, but he shall still eat. Now, if it says kachim kodashim, that he's allowed to eat as he's a baal mum, then why do you need to mention kachim kalim? I mean, if he can even eat kachim kachim, isn't it obvious he can eat kachim kalim? And on the other hand, if it says kachim kalim, can you not say that lama nemar kotshe kadashim? I mean, either one or the other is more chomer. Says the bride, actually, both of them have a tzad in which they're more chomer on the other. That ilu no nemar kotshim kalim. Now, yiti omer kotshe kotshim uda ochel, I would have said that if it wouldn't have mentioned kotshim kalim, I wouldn't have made a kavachomer. I would have said, davka kotshe kotshim, it makes more sense to give to a kohen b'al mum. Why? Sherei hutar lezar. There was once a czar who was also given kotshe kadashim. Who is that czar? Got to be a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, because everything there was Kachi Kadashim at the time of the Miluim. And therefore, it was Hutar Lehet. So it's given to a czar, and because of that, it's also given to them. Moshe Enke, Kachim Kalim, we never find a case where a czar was able to be chaylik Kachim Kalim, and therefore must be, certainly in other words, obviously we're not talking about the boss, we're talking about the chaylik that was legavua, that would be shared with the kohen, which in this case is the chaz v'shok, and that we never find is given to a non-kohen. So now this means, that's why we need to say, says, maybe over there, Kachi Kadosh, Kachi Kalim, maybe he wouldn't be able to eat. On the other hand, let's say he would have said Kachi Kachi Kalim, I would have said, I eat the Omer, okay, Kachi Kalim are, after all, not as chomer, so a Baal Mum should be Eichel. But Kachi Kadoshim, Mloye Eichel, maybe a Baal Mum shouldn't eat Kachi Kachi. Lekach Nehemru, Kachi Kachim, Lekach Nehemru, Kachi Kalim. Because of that, we need both. Now, but the bottom line is, it says here very clearly that a czar ate kachikachim. Now, where was that? Shrehutra lezar v'lehem. Where? Lav Moshe. I mean, the only case we can think of is in a czar who ate during the time of the Miluim. In which case, we're calling Moshe, that according to Rav, was a kohen. We're calling him a czar. Omer Sheshes, no, it's not a reference over here to the days of the Miluim. It's talking about Bibama. Since during the time when the Bamas were mutari, it was mutter for a czar to eat kachi kachim. Although you say, where in the world would there be kachi kachim on a Bama? I mean, the only thing you could bring a Bama that's kachi kachim would be an Eila. Well, there is a man, the Omer, who holds Kedivrei HaOmer Yesh Mincha Bibama. According to the Yomar, it says that a mincha can also be brought in a bama, just like an oila can. So a mincha does have shirayim. The shirayim of the mincha. Since we're talking about a bama where there's no din of kuna, the shirayim of the mincha can be eaten by a zar. Tana Rabbana. Kichin tzuveti, kasher tziviti, kasher tziva Hashem. What is all of that? Kichin tzuveti, baninut yochlua. Kasher tziviti, bishat maaseh. Kasher tziva Hashem, lo me'elai ani omer. Ramini, mipnei aninut nisrafa, lakach ne'amar ka'ele. Amar Shmuel, o kasher, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Nechemia. Or should say, or Rabbi Nechemia, or Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Bibnei Aninut Sarfu, Alakach Neymar Keila, Divi Rebbe Dechemia. Rebbe Yudav Rebbe Shimon, Omrim, Bibnei Tuma Nisrafa. She imata Omer, Bibnei Aninut Nisrafa. Hayalu Shlosh Tanshi Sarfu. Not to mention, Hayaro Uyla Achlan La'erev, and not to mention, Halo Pidchas Haya Imaem. So what you're saying, Rebbe Dechemia, makes no sense. Rova Amar, now you don't have to make it a machloket. Works out perfectly good, Ali Bibnei Rebbe Dechemia. The aninut that's a reference in the psukim of kasher, tzuveti, and so on. That's talking about kachei sha'a. And the aninut sarfu is referring to kachei dorot of the sar shalosh hadash. Okay, now, Rabbi Nechemi eichem atis lanikroi, and Rabbanan eichem atis lanikroi. Rabbi Nechemi matis lohach. Madua loach halte. So, Moshe says to Aaron, Shemen yiklas damalif nim. Well, maybe it was Yitzchak Kutzubachitzasa. Ma pitom, Bakodesh Haitha. So maybe Baninut Akrivtua, Upesaltua. Amalo Moshe, come off it. Mechiemi Krivani Krafti. Amale, so I don't get it. Ein Lova Dama, Ubakodesh Haitha. Then a Chotoklu Takasher Tziviti Baninut Yochlua. Amarlo, Vatikreno Tikeila Vakalti Katatayon. Hayitav Bene Hashem? Shemalo Shamatel Vakachi Sha'a? Dibakachi Dorotka Vakomer Mima Serakal? Uma Maserakal Amratora Loakalti Boni Mimeni? Bikachi Dorot Lokoshike? Miad Vaishma Moshe Vaitav Beinav Odavalo Bosh Moshe Lomar Lo Shamati Elamar Shamati Vishakti. Now, Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Shimon, Echimitarzili, Ochimitarzilu. Madua lo achaltimet achadat, Shemekanaz dama, Livnai vilifnim, Amalo ein lo uvaat dama. Shema chutzemechitzatayat, Amalo ein bakodeshaita. Vedyoma baanina takriftua, Pesaltua, Amalo Moshe, Ein ikrivua de pesluba aninut, Ani ikraftia. Vedyoma agav mira reicho pashatubu, Vitmai, Amalo Moshe. כך אני בעיניך, שאני מבזק עד ששמיים, ותקרן אותי כאלה אפילו אלה וכאלה, אין אני מבזק עד ששמיים. אמר לו, well, if that's the case, היא אין לו באדמה, and furthermore, בקודש הייתה, then why not אכלו תאכלת בקודש כאשר ציוויתי? בנינות יאכלוה. אמר לו, well, אין היום, שמה לא שמעת לה בלילה, די ביום, it should be also to an onin. Kavachomer mi maaser akal, uma maaser akal. Amra Torah lo achalti ba'onim imenu. Kodesh achomer lo kol shekein. Miad Moshe vayishma Moshe vayitav beinav. Lo bosh Moshe lomar lo shamati, ela shamati b'shachachti. Well, if that's the case, so why not wait till the evening and eat it? Say boy lo shuri lamichla biurta. No, that's because once it's lying around already, anything can happen. So tu mabones bata. So, Bishleim and Rabbanan, Haina Dichtiv Hayom, because that was the issue. Was it Yom or was it Laila? But according to Rabbi Nechemia, what's the meaning of Hayom is irrelevant? No, Hayom means the carbon which is Korav Chovat Hayom. Oh, so that explains why Alibin Rabbi Nechemia, Haina Dichtiv Hayom Hikrivu, because it's a reference to the carbon. But according to Rabbanan, it's a reference to when you eat it. So why does it say Hayom Hikrivu? What does it have to do with bringing a carbon in the day? Of course, the carbon's brought in the day. No, that part is going about the heini krivu, meaning the sons, heini krivu, ani kraft. That's a different issue. Oh, mama, are you the shloshtan she yisafu? By the way, which shloshtan? The Tanya, v'tzi'ir hachatat dorosh darash Moshe. So, the sa'ir refers to sa'ir naksha. Hachatat is the hachatat of shmini. Dorash is the sa'ir shalosh chodesh. Yocho Shloshtam Nisrafut Abnama Vihine Suraf Echad Nisraf Lo Shloshtam Dorosh Dorash Tei Drishot Lama Amalo Mipnei Chata Ma Chatat Zo Nisrafa And why are Eilu Munachot? Now, any Yodea Eizehu Kishu Omer Votana Tanachem Lasetet Avonei, that's clear that it's the source of Rosh Chodesh. So Shaper Komelu Reb Menachem Ilotaymi Demakot Shisha Lo Pasul Bo Aninut. What about the other issue? Hayalo Lo Chla Le Erev Shaper Komelu. No, because of Aninut Layel Diorait. Okay, then they said Doracher Halo Pinchas Hayam. Hey, that's also good. No, Shaper Komelu. No. So like Rabbi Elazar, Dama Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Hanina, Lo Nitkein Pinchas Ad Shehara Gola Zimri, Dichti Vaita Lo Lazarach Rav Brit Kunat Olam. Rav Ashi says even then not. It was Ad Shesam Shalom Ben Ashevatim, Shema Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen Unisiyei Ha'idav Rosh Yafa Yisrael. So what about then? Why does it say Vaita Lo Lazarach Rav if it was only then that he's called Pinchas HaKohen? That was the Brocho Dichti, but it wasn't actualized. Virach Nami, Aktiva Yishma Pinchas HaKohen, that was where they made them all Kohanim Gedolim, Liachis HaRoach HaRav. Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol, V'cholep Kodesh Shemayim Haya, Shema Me'el HaMiluim L'Moshe, Yalamana, Meitvei, V'alo Pinchas Haya Imayim. If you're right, why didn't they say, Alo Moshe Rabbeinu Haya Imayim? Maybe Moshe was too busy, you know. I mean, the Torah B'Shechina, Dom Amar Moshe Bashkama Allah, Bashkama Yarad, Meitve. Lechem Elohav mikotshe ha-kodashim min ha-kodashim yochal. Im nemru kotshe kodashim, lam nemru kotshim kalim. Im nemru kotshim kalim, lam nemru kotshe kodashim. Because ilo lo nemar kotshim kalim hayiti omer kotshe kodashim. Hu da ochel the balmum, shrei hutru lezar, and therefore it's also hutar lahem. Kotshim kalim, however, maybe a balmum shouldn't eat, lo yochal. V'ilu lo ne'emru kotshe kodashim, hayiti omer, b'kotshim kalim a balmum can eat, because it's kal, but b'kotshe kotshim not. B'kach ne'emru kotshe kodashim, b'kach ne'emru kotshim kal. Fine. Anyway, katani miyat sharei hutar, hutru lezar, and therefore was hutar lahem as a balmum. Who the heck is a zar that ate kotshe kodashim? It's got to be Moshe during the Yom HaMiluim. And you said he has a din of a kohen gadol. Amr of Shesh is, no, it means it. It means a czar eats kachim kachim on a bama. You say, there's no kachim kachim, that's nechal on a bama. It would be kedivrei ha'omer, yesh mincha bebama. So then, there's not an oila, there's also a mincha. A mincha was eaten, and there's no din of kuna, so mamela. Zorim eat kachim kachim.
Following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle.
So, Rabbis. We're holding on that proof on the base. Yesterday, in order to answer the contradiction in the Braisa, in which first it is quite clear that Yom Kippur was Aser and the nighttime for after resurrection, and it was only because it was similar to Yom Likud HaTzomes, the Yom Shmuah, but that is why it was mutter to eat Tzach in Malayla. And then all of a sudden in the end the bride said, which is unbelievable. Is Marshall even Yom Kippur, Sevavah Kukach and Merit. So, Rav Chista Tainet, that it's a Machlokes Tanaim. We had the other Teretz yesterday, we brought this in Yuli Agav, only the other Teretz, which is Rabba Bar Avuna, from where we learned that there was an Afkamina between before Shkia and after Shkia, and it proves that Achilas Kachim is ma'at. Fine, but what's Nagia today is that Rav Chista said it's a machlokes tanaim, and we never understood what that machlokes tanaim was. He claimed it was a machlokes tanaim. Obviously, you don't say something's a machlokes tanaim just because it's convenient. You have to have a basis for showing us that such a machlokes exists, and we're not familiar with it. So where is the machlokas tanoim as to whether the laila following Yom of the Kfura, that is not the Yom of the Misa, whether it's tefes laila min rabbonon sa'ater achilas kosh? That was the question. And possibly even achilas pesach. If you hold achilas pesach is not ma'akev, then once it's brought it would be ma'akev, you wouldn't eat achilas pesachim either. And this is what we need to prove, that there is such a machlokas, and we began proving it yesterday. In order to prove that there's such a machlokas, we had to go through the various approaches to try to understand the brisa of Ad Motzai Mis'einein Olof Kol Hayon. Now I'd like to review that. It's right smack bang in the middle of the page. Umay Tanoi, one line up from the middle of the page. Umay Tanoi, the Tanya. Ad Motzai Mis'einein Olof Kol Hayon. Rabbi Omer calls Mancha Lo Nigbar. Now remember what we're trying to end up proving. So far we don't see anything like it. What we're trying to end up proving is that this is the basis of a Chista statement, that there's a machlokas v'gabi the laila after Yom Kippur. And we're going to try to show now, I've been delaying in order to make sure that you won't be lost. We're trying to prove now that there is indeed a machlokas tanoim, which we're just to claim that there was yesterday, as to whether the laila following Yom Kippur is Aser Bachivas Kachin. Where is there such a machlokas? So the Gemara says, the machlokas is in the following brisa, in the middle of the page. Umay tanoi, kufon et bezuchin. Umay tanoi, detanya. Ad matay mitonin alav kol hayon. How long is aninus for the entire day? Rabbi Omer kozman shalom nidbar. Only until the time of the kvura. Now, obviously this bears not the slightest resemblance to what we're trying to prove. And it's only at the end of a long discussion that we're finally going to understand that the machlokas and Rebbe and the Rabbanan is precisely what we're looking for, as to whether the laila following Yom Kippur is aser or not. However, to get there, we attempt to understand this in a few different ways, and each time we show that that way is inaccurate, until finally we arrive at the machlokas tanoim that Rav Chisda claimed existed. So asks the Gemara, now what is this supposed to mean, this machlokas? I mean, you're telling me that according to Rebbe, after the Kippurah, there's no aninus. So what are we talking about? Am I asking? Are we talking about the day that someone died? So you're telling me that there's someone who doesn't hold that the Yom HaMisa is the, not the Yom HaKippurah, the Yom HaMisa itself should be Tefes Lailai. I mean, where did we ever see such a thing? I mean, we certainly know, as we'll see later on, Machlokas in about the Gabi Aninus Lailai, which is the Arayis Rabbanan, but certainly everybody is made of that at least Mid Rabbanan it's Aser. So, I mean, it can't be talking about that. And furthermore, I mean, if you're telling me that Rebbe is talking about the Yom HaMisa, and he says that it's only up until the point that he was nikbar, was manchamo nikbar, which implies that HaKavro, let's say that the funeral was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and the guy had died that morning at 10, that after the funeral there's no din of aninus. HaKavro ishtu ev mi'ika delesle ba'achritak yomar. Is there anyone who doesn't hold of the pasuk that says b'feresh achritak yomar, which means that the end, the day of death, is a yom, a day that is mar, the entire day that is mar. So it's aninus for a whole day. How could Rebbe say it has something to do with the kvura? What does it say in the pasuk? Anything to do with the kvura? So therefore, the only way to understand it, and this is our first approach, it's not the approach that helps us, because it doesn't explain the machlokas that Rav Chisda was looking for, and it's not an approach that stands. But it's a first attempt. Let's learn it like this. Ad matay mitonanin alav kol oto hayom v'leilo. Maybe it means that we can understand it not to be referring to the yom itself, which creates these impossible problems with the achrisaki yomar and so on. Maybe the chat is it's taking for granted that we understand that the question of here is the nighttime following the day,
And so, let's skip the B-lines.
I didn't do, I'm sorry. I did this yesterday already. Okay, Rav Sheshet. So, Omer Rav Sheshet, you know what? You're right. It can't be referring to the Yom HaMisa. It's got to be referring to the Yom HaKvura. Refer to Yom HaKvura, then everything works out. Because then, only up until the time that he's Nikbar. After he's Nikbar, it's okay. And the Rav is saying that the Gola Yom, but the not Gola Yom. Okay. Asks the Gemara, if it's referring to Yom HaKvura, ask it Rav Yosef. So explain to me now what this is talking about. We just got finished, I mean, we said that the day of Shmu'ah is the same as the din of Likud HaTzameis, that he's able to eat kachim that night. The whole point over here was to explain the machlokas in the brisa, because the brisa is then seiser itself. Because here it's Machu Michlal, that if we had compared it to Yom HaKvura instead of to the Yom of Malikud HaTzameis, Mashma Afiu Le'erev Nami Lo'akam, that he wouldn't have been able to eat even on that night. So now, who is this going according to, now that we're explaining that it's referring to, in our latter Matbrais, is referring to the Bachlokas Rebbe and Rabbonim, to the actual day of Kfura, who is the man the armor that says that it's Otzer at night? The Pashas is, Rebbe says the day is only Otzer until the Kfura, and the Rabbanim say, no, the whole day is Otzer on the day of the Kfura. But the nighttime? Nighttime is Mutter, and nobody's even discussing the nighttime, correct? Okay, so you know what? We'll have to say that the Pshat is that it is referring to the nighttime. Let's read talking. Admasai Nisainin Allah Koloto Ayom Valelo. Maybe it means like this. The Yom HaKvura, according to the Rabbana, is Koloto Ayom and the following night. Whereas Rebbe Omer Kozman Shalonikba. That's true if Lamaisa, the Kvura, hadn't taken place. Aval Nikbar, however, if in fact he had been Kabur, then it would be mutter during the night that follows. Okay? So certainly, the point over here, therefore, would be that Rebbe is being matro, and he's saying that there's no din of tfisa of the nighttime after the kvur. Says Rebbe Yirmiyah, he said it in front of Rebbe Yirmiyah, Ruach Kameh to Rebbe Yirmiyah, and he said, "This is, I can't believe that Rebbe Yosef would say such a pshat." Now, what's he trying to say? That Rebbe is coming to be Mako, and he's telling us that if the Kfura took place earlier, then the nighttime is not Osir Ba'animus, following the Kfura. The problem is that implies that Rebbe is Lakula. Well, we know from the following price that Rebbe never meant to be Mako. Rebbe meant to be Machmir. Because what Rebbe was actually saying is, as appears in the Brisa, HaTanya. Ad Matzai Mitonein Alav, how long is the Fiyab of Adninus? Kozman She'lo Nikbar Afilu Mikad V'Adasor Yomim. Divrei Rebbe. The Fiyab of Adninus will go on so long as there had been no Kfura. Now, obviously, the Rabbanan are not saying that if there had been no Kfura, that he's not an Einein. I mean, they certainly, he has to bury his mace. They can't be saying that there's no Isser of Achila when the mace is in front of him. Not for sure that there's a Chiyav over here to bury. The point over here is that it must be that they're arguing in whether we would taina that a Yom of the Kvura is Tefes Leilai, even if it was 10 days later. So let's say the funeral takes place 10 days after the Yom HaMisa. And now the man is buried in the 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Comes along that night. Can he eat kachim that night? Or can he not eat kachim that night? So Rebbe is saying the Yom Kvura has a din of aninut even if it was 10 days later. Whereas the Rabbi Chachamim say, no. The Yom Kvura indeed has a din of aninut, but only in the daytime. In the nighttime, the Rabbanan did not make a takana that there should be a Yom Kippur that's not on the Yom HaMisa. That must be what it means. So, memela, we see therefore that in Rebbe is coming to be machmir. So how could it mean what Rabbi Yosef said in the previous brisa, that Rebbe is coming to be mako, and to say that if it was nikbar, that it's not teifis tiyah lamayla? Therefore, the correct way of understanding our brisa, which is the marker of Rav Chisda, who says that there's a machlokas tanoim as to whether Yom Kippurah is teifis leilo to asher kachin, and the brisa begins by saying the Yom Shmuas Yom Likud Atzamais, and it's mutter to eat kachim that night, whereas had it been similar to Yom Kippur, it would have been usher to eat kachim that night. And then turns right around and says, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh can eat kachim night, is referring to the following machlokas as we finally understand it in our brisa. Let's read up. The way to understand it is as follows. Therefore, we have to understand it like this. How long is the time of the Aninus, according to the Rabbana? The entire day, but no Tfisa of the Laila. Rebbe Omer, whereas Rebbe holds it that Kozman Shalonikba, what we have to say is that as long as the Kippurah hadn't taken place, no matter how long that is, that day is Tofes Leilo Imo. Indeed, that day is always Tofes Leilo Imo when he was Nikba. Which means that there is a machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbanan, as to whether Yom Kippurah, which is not Yom Misa, is Tofes Leilo Legabe Achilas Pachim. Therefore, the brisa that first said that the Yom Shmua is Yom Likud Atzamais, and it's mutter to eat at night, and had it been Yom Kippurah, would have been usher to eat at night, is going according to Rebbe, who holds that the Yom Kippurah has a following night that usher's Bachilas Kachin. The second part of the brisa that says, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, he's Echad V'Kachin Be'erah, and Kol Shekein HaKarban Pesach Be'erah, that is going according to the Rabbanan, who hold that there is no Isser at night following a Yom Kippurah, which was not the day of death. And this is the Machlokas that Rav Chisda was referring to yesterday when he said, Tanoihu.
According to this part, according to him, it is always a Laila.
Mm-hmm.
It's always.
Always a Laila, even if the Kippurah was taking place 10 days later. Which is a tremendous chumra. It was the whole thing was only an aninus to Rabbanan even for the whole day. Nonetheless, they were misaking an aninus v'layla. Normally, we look at that as a drabbanan on a drabbanan. We'd say, well, the day itself is only drabbanan. Whether they've been misaking at the layla afterwards is drabbanan. Obviously, it's not a problem because that's the way that they formulated that the day of aninus to Rabbanan is similar to the day of aninus to Yoraisa. And just like the day of aninus to Yoraisa, either it's Asr afterwards min Yoraisa, according to Mamad Yama, or we were misakim that it's Asr afterwards min Rabbanan, but we made the day of Kippurah the Rabbanan similar to that day. Amru Kamei to Rava. Now, they said this over to Rava. Amar, and he said, aha, is what it should say. That's very interesting, because what that means is Midika Omar Rebbe Yom Kippurah Tofes Leilo Midrabona. Since what Rebbe is saying over here is that even the day of Kippurah, which is Drabona, will be Tofes Leilo Drabona, it's rather obvious, therefore, that the Rabbanan had to pattern this on Anissa D'Oraisa, right? I mean, If the din would be that the day of Misa is not a D'Oraisa at night, so when they make a D'Rabbanan of the Yom HaKippurah, they're not going to make it more chomer than the Torah made Israel Aninus, right? So it must be that Rebbe holds that the Yom of Aninus D'Oraisa, namely the Yom HaMisa, is Tefes Leilo Midiraisa. Therefore, when the Rabbanan made a Takana of Yom HaKippurah, they made a Takana of the Leil after the Kippurah, in order to be a pattern, Aliba the D'Oraisa. So it must be that he holds that when it comes to Aminas Laila of the Yom HaMisa, that is the horizon. That's my dear, says Rav. Yeah? Says the Gemara, but it's not true. I mean, maybe a dear, but it doesn't work. So the Rebbe Aninas Laila of the Arisa. How can you say the Rebbe holds Aninas Laila of the Arisa? It says the Ferish in the Pasuk Vatanya. Hein Hayom, Ani Hayom Asur. Now this is a reference to what happened on the tragic day of the death of Nadav Avihu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to go through the parsha together. As a matter of fact, I think we should do that now because we're going to be medayik in every single pasuk there. If you don't mind, pass me the Tanakh. Right, I got one. Anybody who wants one should grab. Well, you're welcome to look at it. Yeah, finish. Okay, so let's take a look at the parsha. So it says over here in Shmini, in Perek Yud. Let's just take a look first at Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction over here to the event. Vayomer Moshe l'Aaron, in Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Moshe l'Aaron v'l'Elazar v'Itamar banav, Roshechem al tifro, v'gdechem lo sifronu v'lo tamu. You better be careful not to act out any avelos, and that way you won't die, v'yakol ha'idah yiktsof, there won't be any anger against Klal Yisrael, v'yakechem kol beit Yisrael, yukut ha'srifa she'sarach Hashem, but you're going to have to take this sitting down, rather standing up. Mipesach o'amoed lo teitzu, you can't leave the o'amoed, pein tamuzu, you can't be metame yourselves, kishem en mishchas Hashem aleichem, v'yasu kidvar Hashem. So now, we have the dinim, normally, of avelos that follow, and then, in Pasuk Yud Beis, Moshe goes and speaks to Aaron v'lelazav l'tamar banav hanotarim. And he says like this, Kehu es ha-mincha ha-noteret mi-shei Hashem. I know what you're thinking, you guys. You're thinking that you're an oinonim, and you have a problem with the Aveda, and with, okay, you do have a problem with the Aveda. It's only Aaron that is in the Kohen Gadol, is makrivenim. But you're thinking that there should be no din of achilas kachim, because you're oinonim. So I'm telling you, Kehu es ha-mincha ha-noteret mi-shei Hashem. Take the mincha and eat it. V'yichlu ha-matzot tzetel ha-mizbeah k'kodesh kodashimi v'akaltem ota b'makom kadosh k'chokcha v'chok banecha im yishei Hashem. And here the words are going to be darish. K'chein tzulesi. I was so commanded, apparently, that you should eat it even b'aninus. I mean, it's not clear, but we'll see. V'tchazei ha-tznufa v'tshok ha-tshuma, as they brought the El HaMiluim. So take the Chazer V'shok, eat it b'makom tohor, ki chokcha b'chok panecha nitnu b'zibchei shamei b'nei Yisrael, shok ha-tshuma v'chazei ha-tnufa, these things you should take, v'ayah l'chol ha-venech l'chol l'chol kolom, kasher tziva Hashem. Again he says, keep stressing, the way that Hashem said, but you already said ki chen zaveis. The eighth seirach atas. Now this is the pasuk that's going to be the crux of the whole following discussion. The eighth seirach atas. Now the seirach atas is very unclear what that means exactly. The seirach atas, because there were three seirach atas on that day. Since this is the first day of the miluim, this is the first day that Aaron became kohen. Up until that time, Moshe Rabbeinu had been, this is the eighth day of the Hakamat HaMishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu had taken apart the Mishkan and they put it together, and he was the one that was doing the Aveda. So the first day of the Chanukah HaNesiim was Nachshon. Nachshon ben Aminadav brought his Sawyer as his gift, as did all the Nesiim brought a Sawyer. There was also the Sawyer HaMiluim. It was also Rosh Chodesh, so there had to be a Sawyer Rosh Chodesh. And yet what it says over here, the eighth year hakatat, But what about that Seira Chata? Dorosh Dorash Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu tried to find out what happened. Vinei Sorat, and it had been burned. And he got very upset about this. Why was it burned? Madua lo akalten et akatat bimkom hakodesh, ki kodesh kodashimi, vota natan lachem laseit et avon haida, hin lo huva adama lakodesh pnimi. This is all drush. I don't know how the goyim deal with this today. Hin lo huva adama lakodesh pnimi. Achol tochlo ota bakodesh kasher tziveti. And he mentions again now. This is the third time that he's talked about the way that he had been mitzvah. First he said, Kichem Tzuvesi, then he says, Kasher Tziva Hashem, and now he says, Kasher Tzuvesi, you should have eaten it. I told you to eat it, why didn't you eat it? So Aaron says, excuse me, Hein ayom ikribu et chatatam et olatam et ne Hashem, vatikreno ti ka'ele. Now what this means, I'll be pshat, doesn't mean, seem to mean anything. Hein ayom ikribu et chatatam et olatam, yes. But the granulati kael, and something like this happens. V'achalti chatat ayom, and I would eat the chatas today. Hayitav v'nei Hashem, Hashem is going to be happy with that. I said, of course he is, I just told you, you're supposed to do that. V'yishma Moshe v'yitav v'nei. Oh, that's a good taina. This is the first lundisha discussion, the only lundisha discussion that we have in the Chumash. And we don't even understand what they're talking about. And we're taking so much for granted. The conversation is obviously a lot of brit katera between the words here. Forget about between the lines. So what is happening? What were they arguing? What was bad Baisha timing? What was Aaron timing? Why does it keep breaking up? Kashutzi Baisha, so on and so. So this, now the Gemara wants to understand this whole thing. And obviously the mocker, where we have the actual events of a true Aminus, is in the original Chanukah's Amishka. So now these dinim of Aminus are not just small issues. They define the nature of the Mishkan on some level. They relate to the atzmius of the Kedusha of the Olam
Ha'ed. Because it was Nachmach Ba'aninu?
This is the way that it was done, right? So now, let's take a look at the pasuk. First, just Agav, to see what Rebbe Shita is. Rebbe claimed the only way to understand Rebbe, who holds that we're going to be gozer, that Yom Kippurah is Tefes Leiloi Acharov, is to say that the model is the Diraisa with the Aminus of Yom Amisa must also be Tofis Leilor Achra. The problem is that Rebbe said, Hein Hayom, Ani Hayom Asur, Ubalaila Muta. But Ledoros Ben Bayom Ubein Balaila Asur, Divi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Tainis, the way to understand that pasuk is that Aaron is saying, although I today have a right to eat it at the night time, that's only Hayom, only because today is very special, that we're bringing karbonas that are kotshe shah, not kotshe deres. But lederes, had such a thing happened at any other time, then the Easter of Achila would have been even Balaila. So says Rebbe Yehuda. In other words, Rebbe Yehuda is timing from here, that Aninus Yom Amisa is Tefes Lele Midiraisa. And the only reason that we could say that today is different and that it would be edible at night is because we're talking about a unique situation of Kachisha. Rebbe Yomer, Aninus Laila Einami Divrei Torah Elami Divrei Sofrim. Now how could Rava seems to be right. I mean, how is it that they made a takana to make the yom of the Kvura usher in the Laila afterwards, if even Midyaraisa, the yom of the Misa, is not usher afterwards? Says the Gemara, you're right, Rava made a mistake. Liolam Drabonani. Rebbe said the Pharisees did Drabonani. The Chachamim, Asuch, Zuch, Ledivrayan, Yoter Mishal Torah. This does not mean what it usually means. Usually, Rabbanan Asuch, he said, the brain, Yoter Mishal Torah means that Halacha L'maaseh, the Rabbanan sometimes are more machmir than you would be machmir on an actual deraisa, because people come to the Yoter and Rabbanan is so. Here it means that the Rabbanan were more machmir on their din of Aninus than the Torah was on its din of Aninus. Obviously, we also answer the Aninus of the Yom Amisa, Belaila, Midrabbanan.
so that in the end they're the same. But that means that originally the way Akadosh Baruch Hu looked at it, so to speak, is to say only the day is Aser. We don't worry about the following night. When the Rabbanan came to say the Yom HaKvura, they said, no, the following night's also Aser. We'll also make the Laila after the Yom of the Misa Aser. So the end result is they're the same, they're not more common. But the point is that the Rabbanan were more machbid up front in how they viewed a Yom of Anidas to Rabbanan to be Tekbis Leilai than the Torah was about its own Aminas of the Yom HaMisa, which is not Tekbis Leilai, meteorites. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan, let's take a look at the actual story of the interaction here between Moshe and Aharon. Somehow or other, Moshe keeps referring to the tzivui. Tichem tzuvesi, kasher tzivisi, kasher tziva Hashem. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's referring to three separate things. Tichem tzuvesi, which was a reference to the mincha that was being brought, which it says, kvit mincha. That was the mincha that was brought to Yom HaShmini of the Miluim. And there he said, eat that mincha. And the word that he uses is the Tichem Tzuvesi. So now, one of them, the first one is the Tichem Tzuvesi, is he said, look, take this mincha, even though you're an Einain, and I tell you I have been so commanded, you're supposed to eat it, even Baninus, Baninus Yochlua. Then, when he says, Kasher Tzuvesi, that is what he was yelling at them about, B'shas Ma'isa, when he came and found the chatas wasn't eaten, and he said, I thought I told you to eat even kachem kachem, because a mincha is kachem kachem, I told you to eat it, even though you're an enemy. Why didn't you eat the chatas? So that he said to them, B'shas Ma'isa. And then he said, Kashet Tziva Hashem, when he was saying over the dinin of the chaz of a show, of the El HaMiluim, over there, he said, I just want you to know, Kasher Tziva Hashem, this halacha that you should be eating, Be'aninus, on the Chaz of Ashok as well. This is something that is Kasher Tziva Hashem. I wouldn't say this is a drasha. Lo me'elai, on the Omer, I'm telling you that the din applies to the Shalmei Tzibur as well, not only to the din of the Min. Now, the problem is that we just said that the meaning, and this of course any naive reader would have immediately concluded that what he was saying when he said Tichem Tzuvesi is I know there's a problem over here of Aminus, and I'm telling you you should eat it anyway. But the problem is that there is a brisa that says not like that, that it's actually a machlokas for Aminus. Mipnei Aninus Sarfua. Lakak Nemar Keila. Oh my gosh. Aaron's response when he said, Vatikrenosi Keila. And look at what happened to me, that my children were killed. And I'm an Einain. And you're telling me I should eat it? I burned it. Don't understand. I thought the meaning of the pasuk is Kichain Survesi to eat it Baninas. So why did Aaron say, well, it was, and Moshe says, oh, you're right, sorry, made a mistake. And what do you mean he made a mistake? He said, Kichem Tzuvesi, God told me to eat that people baninas. Now he says, what Aaron tells about burnt it, because by the credo, Tika'ela. So he says, yeah, you're right, sorry, I made a mistake. So what's going on? Amar Shmuel Okash. The truth is, you're right, these two brises don't jive, but there is a machlokes tanaim, actually, about this. And it is a reference to machlokes Rebbe Nechemia, with Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Shimon is what it should say. Or Rebbe Nechemia, or Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Shimon. The timing. Mipnei aninut sarfua. In fact, the chatas had been burned because of the iser to eat it by aninus. Therefore, it was kachim that had no one to eat. Psulim, you don't leave it lying around. And so they burned it. Lekach nemar ke'ela. There was nobody else to eat. And therefore, if Aaron said, listen, in this matzah, what happened with Mother Vaviyah, you want me to eat the chatas? Did Rebbe Nechemia? Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon Amri? No. An accident happened, and it happened to be that the chatas became tamei, and that's how it was burnt. Mipnei tuma nisrafa. If you're going to tell me that actually was usher for them to eat the chatas, why weren't all three chataot burned? There were three chataot, and yet it says vihine sorat lashon yachid. Only one was burned, and yet there was the sayer nafshei. It wasn't burned. There was the sayer of Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it was burned, and then there was the sayer that was brought because of the miluim on that day. So how about that? Are you the shloshtam shis before? So first of all, if it was because of aninas, all three should have burned. Secondly, even if it was because of aninas, why didn't they eat it at night? Because aninas laila is not the eraser. That's their sheep. And besides that, what do you mean there was no one to eat it? How about Pinchas? Pinchas was a nephew. I mean, he wasn't an adult. Why couldn't Pinchas eat it?
Was he already
a... We'll see. So we have now three problems with Rav Nachman's pshat, which we'll get to later. But meanwhile, we're dining into machlokas. Rava says, who says it's a machlokas? This is a machlokas, but the difference between the two brides doesn't have to be dependent on the machlokas from the Chenyan review and the Rabbi Shimon. Really, the whole thing could be going according to Rabbi Lechemia. And the first brisa, which says that you're supposed to eat baninus, is true according to Rabbi Lechemia also. What do you think? Rabbi Lechemia said that Moshe Rabbeinu was never mitzvah to eat baninus? What's the matter with you? Of course, they were supposed to eat baninus. The difference was, kan, bekatshe sha'ah, kan, bekatshe dorot. Rabbi Nathaniel was talking about the Sarev Rosh Chodesh. Sarev Rosh Chodesh, this Rosh Chodesh Nisan is no different from next Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The same Sarev Rosh Chodesh is brought every year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is brought every month.
To eat it, so they had to burn it.
So they're not allowed to eat, that's a normal korban. What Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them is the unique korbanos that are being brought today, such as the Sarev Rosh Chodesh and so on. Those korbanos you should eat. That's all he was telling them. Where did he ever say anything about the Sarev Rosh Chodesh? And this is what the problem is. So now, how does Rabbi Nathaniel understand these psukim? What was the discussion between Moshe and Aaron himself? Hayti metaretz hanikra. The rabbanon hayti metaretz hanikra. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who hold that what happened was an accident about the chatas that became tummy, how did they understand the psukim? I'll tell you like this. Rabbi Nathaniel says, look, okay, here's what happens. Moshe runs over and he's all angry. Madua lo achalten. So how come you didn't eat the chatas? That says the chatas. So Amar lo Moshe lo Aaron. Now, I'm trying to handle this calmly. And maybe something happened. So, I mean, Sheminipas damalit naivilas name. We understand this from Aaron's response. Did perhaps maybe there was a psul of Nichlas Bifnim, it's a chatas, and somebody got mixed up and figured it's like the Miluim or whatever, and he brought the dam inside. Oh my Lord, ain't Lohu Vadama? No. What makes you think such a thing? Moshe is getting more frustrated. So then maybe, listen, I'm still trying to be Malamit Schus over here. Maybe it was Yaitse. There was a problem because they were taking out the bodies, maybe somehow accidentally they took out the dam. So Aaron says, "Hein lo hu v'adama b'kodesh." What do you mean? No, that's the shalom yaitz. What makes you think yaitz? It was the kodesh. Maybe what happened over here is that it became nifsal because your children were makrivit in the tumult, forgetting that they're not allowed to be makriv. Only a kohen gadol is makriv. So maybe Banino Sikribo Duvuto Upasatua continues Aaron to say, does he hate me shrivu? Anikrafti, I understand. What makes you think that they were makrivit? Of course they weren't makrivit. What do you think? They're idiots? I was makrivit. That's why he said, hey lo vazdama ela kodesh. So if you're telling me the dam wasn't brought into the kodesh, and it's in the Kodesh Akhluto Choto Bakodesh. And Aaron says, hey, now you're Mikriva. What are you, nuts? They weren't Makriv. So now Moshe's really, I mean, all right, I give up. So you're not allowing me to have any kind of explanation. It wasn't Nechaz Bitzmim, it wasn't Yitzchus Bitzitzotso, it wasn't Nikra Vayadei Anayinim. So what the heck happened then? Why didn't you eat it? I told you to eat it. I told you, Bani Nesyoklu. To which Aaron responds, Vatikreno Sika Eile, Vachalti Chatas Hayom, Ayitav Veinei Hashem. In this matzav, in the death of Nadav Aviyu, I should eat this chatas? Shema lo shamata lo bekot shesha? Maybe what you heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be... that it should be eaten by Aminas is dafke on the carbonus that we're miyukhadim for today. Why would you think that there's a head to eat by Aminas since it's a kavachimer from Maitre? If Maitre akalam retar aloach alti ba'onimi menos, obviously there was an Easter of Akila ba'aninos. And you're telling me, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said ba'aninos must mean everything. Why would it mean everything? If there's a kavachimer from Maitre, so what right do you have to extrapolate from Kachay Deres, but from Kachay Shah to Kachay Deres? To tell me that I am supposed to eat the carbon chattas today. So I should eat the carbon chattas today. I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me, the Kachay Deres, the Kachay King, I understand. And indeed, Baish Rabbeinu here is immediately, Miyad Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Beinav. Oh, that's a svara. Now, obviously, he didn't say at this point, it's not clear, actually. I better ask. No, Vayikav Beinav, 100%. That's true. In other words, it was... No, stop it. 100%. It was only said on Kachay Shah, not on Kachay Deres, which means that he realized that that's what he had been told. Eat Kachay Shah Be'aninus. So Miyad, Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoda V'lo Bosh. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't pretend to say Lo Shamati, I don't know, I didn't hear it. He immediately said, oh, you're 100% right. I'm a Shamati V'shachati, I made a mistake. That was the way that Tzivei had been, and I forgot. So you're 100% right. There's nothing more to discuss. Now that's the way Rabbi Netanya understands what happened. That was just the Chattis of Rosh Chodesh, was the one that was burned. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, how do they understand the Pesukim Eichem Etar Tzilu? Since according to them, it was Tuma that got involved. So then that means that this whole discussion is moot. I mean, what's the point of Ein Lo Hu Ba, the whole business? I mean, what's that all about? So they say, no. It still adds up. Listen. He said, Madua lo akalpin as akatas. Well, how come you didn't eat the katas? Shema, so maybe nitna stama lichnim. No, ain't no vaz dama. Shema, kutra mekitzotza. No, bakodesh haisa. So far it's the same thing. Maybe, ba'aninu tekra vituo pisaltua. Maybe your kids brought it, ba'aninu. No, Moshe, come on, ain't it rivua. The pasu ba'aninu, were they makriv? Anikraptia. So now, next question was, and here is where there's the difference between Rabbi Nehemiah and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, and we see this in the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, "Listen, Aaron, I understand. I mean, you're nebach sotzer brochen from the loss of your children. Could be you were misyar das for a minute from the kodesh, and it became tummy. So maybe agav miraycha pashatu bavitmoy." Is it possible that you became so tolerant in your aninus that you simply didn't watch it properly? You became tummy? Oh, my Lord, Moshe. Chachani be'inecha. Come on. Yeah, you hold on such an oisper. Shani mevade kachay shamayim. Vatikrena oti ke'ele. Even if it would have been all of my children. These were two children that were killed. Vatikrena oti ke'ele. If it would have been even all four of them. What's the matter with you? I would never book her. I would allow my personal tsar to interfere with the Kachay Shamayim? No way. So then what happened? Amar lo. So he said to him, then if that's the case, Ein lo uva estama Bakodesh Haisah, then why not? Achoto Kluoto Bakodesh Kasher Tzivesi Baninus Yochlu. In which point, and here again, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya differ. Omar lo, so he said to him, I said, Hayom. You told me I should have eaten it. When? Today? Now? Why? Shemelo shemat el balayla. Maybe what you heard was that I should eat it at nighttime. Because now, because it's this unique time, Laila is not Osir. Where did it ever say that I was supposed to eat it during the daytime, where the daytime is more chomer? Because the ibayom kavu chomer mi ma'isra akal. If mi ma'isra akal omra tera lo akalti ba'ani mimen. So kodesh chomer lo kosher came. That's why it stresses hein hayom. It's during the day. I mean, how did you expect that I should eat it now during the day? You wanted me to eat it. Where did Hashem tell you during the day I should eat it? On the contrary, that was the whole diyuk that Rabbi Yehuda made before. Hein hayom, it's now that the yom is usher and the laila is mutter. But l'dereis, even the laila is usher. This is the marker that he has, that the aninus laila is usher miniraisa. Therefore, Aaron said, how do you know to be makil in the entire period? Maybe it's only alok on the following night. Because after all, achritzaki yomar. Oh, miyad vayishma Moshe vayitad veina. Lo dosh Moshe lomar lo shamati. He didn't say, oh, that's a good point. I'll have to think about it, discuss it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, oh, am I an idiot? I forgot. Of course, I was only told. Well, I never heard anything about the yom, and it's my mistake.
And is it also only for Kershay Doris?
No. No, not Kadina. Wait. Ela Shamati Vishakak. Okay, but if that's the case, why did they burn it? So then, Iboiluhu, Neshuhu, Evel, Mishla, Behurta. So why didn't they save it for the night if the Mitzvah was needed at night? Doesn't become possible at night. That was the Zman of the Achil of the Chatzah. No. The problem was that they had set it aside to eat at night. But once it was set aside, and they were busy doing the Aveda, so an accident can happen that it begins on it. The sheriff's touch, whatever. I mean, that already is not a question. Something happened. But the point of Moshe Rabbeinu's anger was directed, how could you, being Isaac with the Chatas, not have done everything you needed to do? To which Aaron replied, I did everything I needed to do, and I put it in the fridge. That's what I needed to do. Now, it's not my fault that the sheriff's got into the fridge. I can't stand the fridge on that.
Okay. What about the other two chatzot?
And then nothing happened to them, so they're fine.
And they were eating
at
night.
Night. No problem. Now,
what did you also say? This is the next day?
No, right then and there. Moshe Rabbeinu came down. He had been speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see. And he comes down. He wants to just say everything worked out okay. It's a Seder and so on and so forth. What? Chatzot wasn't eaten. What happened? So, Bishlam el Rabbonan, Haina Desir Hayom, according to Rabbonan, who hold that you're talking about the meaning the Rabbonan, we say the two Rabbonan, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, that you're talking about not a difference between Kodshei Doris and Kodshei Shah, there's no difference, there's a difference between Yom and Laila. That, of course, explains the stress on Hayom, Haina Hayom. Fine. Hello, Rabbi Nechemya, what's the job Hayom? According to Rabbi Nechemya, there's no difference between the day and the night. No, Hayom means the Chovas Hayom. It's Rosh Chodesh. Those things that are coming because of the Yom, not because it's a din in the Miluim, but because it's Rosh Chodesh. You expect me to eat Kodshei Yom as opposed to Kodshei Shah. Kodshei Yom is Kodshei Deres. That's the job. Oh, so Bishleim of the Rabbi Nechemya, Haina Dechsin, Hein Hayom. But Rabbi Nechemya is saying, the only heter was, even during the daytime, and that's Kodshei Shah. So whatever is mutter in the day, whatever is aser in the day, and whatever is mutter at night, whatever is aser at night, there's no difference. So then, according to him, I understand that it was mutter even in the daytime. That's why they say, these things are mutter in the daytime. According to the Rabbanan, though, what is it mentioning? Hein Hayom. What is it got? These things are mutter in the daytime. They're not making the distinction, are they? No. hochi kama. Now this is hein hayom. They've got hein hikrivu, ani hikravti. You saying that there was a question of maybe ba'aninus that was nifsal because by children. Hein hayom. What do you think? They went ahead and were makrit. They're not crazy. They know that they're kohanim at yotzes. They're not lafri makrit. Now let's get back to the questions that they asked on Rabbi Nechemiah. You tanya ba'aninus. We say it was ba'aninus. Hayula shloshtam shi yisarefu. Why weren't all three chataot burned? Now, of course, we know the answer to that now. But let's go back. At the time that we were with the answer to that is the difference between kachishar and kachidaros, obviously, right? Okay, but now we're going to go back as naive readers, try to understand what's meant about what three and why would there be a difference. We'll go over it now. My shloshtam, which three are we talking about? Tanya. That Seir HaChatat Dorosh Dorash Moshe. Now, what does that refer to? Seir, that refers to the Seir Naksha. Chatat refers to the Chatas Shmini, which is the way it's referred to throughout the story of the Niluim. Dorosh, he was searching for something, and that's the story of Rosh Chodesh. Now, Yoko Shloshtam Nisrefu, you might think indeed that all three were burned. No. Tavod Omar Vihine Sorah, it had been burned. Echad nisra, below shloshtam nisrafu. So one of them had been burned, not all three. And then it says Dorosh Darash. Now why does it say Dorosh Darash? Why does it say Drishot Lama? Amalum, first of all, he said, Ma chatat zo nisrafa. I don't understand what's going on. You should have eaten everything. You didn't eat anything. One of them I see you burned, two of them are still in the fridge. Why are they munachot? Why didn't you do what you were told? Now, any of them is there. I have no way of knowing, again, as a naive reader, which one was burned and which ones were in the fridge. But Kishu Omer, Otan Atan Lachem Lasetet Avon Ha'ida, Moshe Rabbeinu shouts at them, right? And he says, I don't understand. How could you screw up something that is so important? After all, that carbon was given to you to be no say the Ovon of the Ada. Now, the Nachshon wasn't brought as no say as Ada. The story from Elohim wasn't brought as not brought as true Chataot as Kapora. The only one of the three that's brought as Kapora is the story of Rosh Chodesh, which is always Mechaper, unto Mas Migdash Mikedosha. So, we now know that the one that Moshe Rabbeinu was yelling about was the problem with the story of Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Omer Zed Sayer Shel Rosh Chodesh. Hey, Shabbat Amalek. That's a good point. No, it's not a good point, because now you know the answer, right? Rabbi Nechemiah is going l'shitato. Yomar koshe sha'ah lo patzla b'hu aninot. The difference between the three is obvious. The two of them, those two, were the... Where?
Those two were...
The old last three word trick. Oh. That continuous loop. Those two were Kachay Shah, and the other was Kachay Darais. And Kachay Darais is possible. Kachay Shah, Lopas Lubanis. Okay, then you sign a Hayalalakla Barab. Why wasn't eaten that night? That's a good point. Why indeed wasn't it eaten at night time? No, because they hold Kasabale Aninus Laila the Arisa. That was the point that was being made according to Amir. Aninus Laila is the Arisa, so you could eat it at night either. So what can you do? You have to burn it. Dabraka, and then you ask another question. Hello, Pinchas Ayayi Moim. Oh, that's a good point. If Pinchas was there, why couldn't he eat it? Shabbat Karmale. Sabala Karabi Elazar. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Chanina, lo nitkahin Pinchas ad shaharagol zimri. Actually, Aaron and his children were made Kohanim. It doesn't say all of the descendants of Aaron were made Kohanim. It says bring Aaron and his children. His grandchildren weren't included. So originally, Pinchas was never a Kohen. On the day of the Niluim, therefore, Pinchas couldn't eat anything. He was a Zar. The only time that Pinchas became a Kohen was after he killed Zimri. Then it says, Vayeta lo lezaro acharav brit kunat olam. And at that moment, he becomes a Kohen. The children to come. Rabbi Ashiyama, Ad Shesam Shalom Ben Ashvatim. It wasn't even then that he became a Kohen. Then he became a potential Kohen. But in order to become a Kohen, you have to have the whole Mashiach, the Mashiach, the Al-Bashar, the Korbanos, the Chavitim. To do that, Klal Yisrael had to accept him as a Kohen. In other words, he's not going to do that later. You don't become a Kohen just by announcing you are here by a Kohen. And everybody was awfully mad at him, because, as we know, they didn't accept his behavior. And it took until Ad Shesam Shalom Bein HaShvatim, until the Maaser with Bnei Reuven, Bnei Gad, that had built the Mizbeach on the other side of the Yarden, which were almost caused the Civil War. What?
A long time later.
Right now he's given a bris of a coin, but we didn't make him a coin with Mashiach and so on. Where's to say anybody did it? So until then, when they saw that the Civil War was avoided because of Pinchas' negotiation, and they saw that he was not a hothead, but on the contrary, he's a person who's maybe shalom. So that's the first time that you'll notice that Pinchas is ever called a Kohen. Up until this time, he's called Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. It never talks about Pinchas, or it says Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen. It never says Pinchas HaKohen. The first time it says Pinchas HaKohen is Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen Ulisiyeh Edav Rosh Ha'af Yisrael. It's Davka in the Mice in Yoshua, yeah.
I forgot where exactly the source of it was, someone talking about all the problems with him going into the tent and being coming with the blood and all these other things.
Nobody talks about it.
I'm trying to remember the source. I heard it there.
The Edav, not me. I mean, unless you hold like the Mandi Omer who asks over here.
Okay.
That's a thing, because it's a great. Meet up Nami Baksi Vaital Lolazaro Acharab. But what do you mean? But it says Lolazaro, I mean, that Mashman, that he was already a Kohen. It says Brit Kunat. No. Ki Ktiva Hu Bibroko Hu Dekhtiv. There it's only said that he's given a Bracha that he should be a Kohen and his children will be Kohanim, but it doesn't say when that will happen. But it'll happen, and it did happen. And what about according to Bandi Omer, well, it was Nitzkahen, so why did we have to say the thing about Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen? Or see Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen, if he was already gone from before, so we know who he is. No, Ahuli Yachez Zaro Acharav, that's a whole different thing. That was said that we should know that his children are all going to be Miyuchasim as Bnei Pinchas, not as Bnei Aaron style. The difference is that there was a Haftacha given to Pinchas that his children, and only his children, will be the Kohanim Gedolim. And that's exactly what happened after Eviatar was knocked off out of the Guruna, with David. Tzadok took over from the children of Pinchas, and from that time there were 80 Kohanim in the Bayis Rishon, the Kohanim Gedolim, 300 Kohanim Gedolim in the Bayis Sheni, listed by name, listed three. And they're all Bnei Pinchas. And that was the Haftacha that was given them, and that's why it mentions it over there, Pinchas HaKohen, in terms of that special, unique Maila of the Kohen Gedolah for his children.
Lechol HaDeyot.
The business was
38 years later than the death of the sons of Aaron.
Exactly, so how could he eat it?
Yeah, I'm saying.
That's why it's answering you. That's the Gemara's teretz, that he wasn't a Kohen at the time of the death of the children of Aaron.
Maybe he wasn't even born.
We know how old he was. When we ask him, we know exactly that he was there. So, Omar Rav, you know what? We'll do this tomorrow. Starts a nice new sugya anyway. Give you a chance to recover.
Why did Moshe emphasize that this was the